Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So did you see the study coming out of Europe where conservative women appear to be more attractive than liberal women? Now, every now and then they have these studies where who's attracted to whom and who might have attractive features or not based on their political party. But that's not why they did the study. They wanted to test a deep learning artificial intelligence called a neural network. And they wanted to see if it could predict a person's political leanings the majority of the time based on their headshot. And they found that right-wing women were more attractive based on a publicly available scoring system. They didn't really see a change in men, attractive versus non-attractive, right or left. But they did determine that left-leaning men showed more neutral, less happy faces, suggesting that they might have better skill at guarding their emotions. The true purpose of the researcher study was to show the alarming accuracy of the AI, which could correctly guess a person's political views based on limited information, like a simple selfie posted to social media. They said our results confirm the threat to privacy posed by deep learning approaches. That's according to what the researchers wrote in their published findings for the Nature-owned journal Scientific Reports. The researchers included psychologists as well as political scientists from Denmark and Sweden. They selected 3,300 publicly submitted headshots of political candidates for analysis in a neural network capable of facial expression coding and classification. All the photos came from candidates who were running in the 2017 Danish municipal election. So this, I don't believe these were Americans. For both men and women, the AI was correct at predicting the political leanings of the person based on just one photo of the face 61% of the time. The results were even more accurate for men, 65%, before the team took their photo data set and any visual imagery other than the face. Now, I'm a little confused because maybe the AI didn't know their political leanings. Maybe AI had some other, maybe there was a red background or blue background. I'm not really sure what they do, you know, in terms of Denmark and their politics. But I've heard of this before, where there's been studies looking at, well, liberals might be more slender, wearing glasses, look more academic, and conservatives may look more, I don't know, cowboyish or farmer or, you know, no glasses, wearing a hat, more tan. And you know, it's, you need to be really, really careful with those sorts of stereotypes. I know, you know, same thing with people in the LGBTQ community. People assume that if you're LGBTQ, you're one political party or not. I know many individuals that are on both sides or that are on one side or the other. Same thing with the Jewish population. People say, well, if they're Jewish, they're Democrat. No, they're not. It's mixed. Same thing with Catholics. Not all Catholics are Republican or Democrat. Not all Mormons. People say, yeah, if they're LDS, they're Republican. Harry Reid was Democrat. He was a well-known Democrat. He led the Senate. So I don't like how people want to stereotype and they want to compartmentalize, but they do that. And you know, we don't have a lot of privacy anymore. And so people assume that you people are looking for signs so they know your political party. And some people are using cowboy hats, or they're using American flags, or they're using, and I don't really like that, because I do know a lot of people on both sides that like the cowboy hat, or they like the American flag. And it's frustrating to me, because I also think when it comes to politics, there could be a spectrum. I think you could be enthusiastic and embrace some conservative ideals and liberal ideas, but they don't give you a place in society where you could be. You either have to be for us or against us. And that's not true. You could have an opinion on things that might agree with the right on some things or the left on others. And it's just the way society wants. They don't want reason. Society does not want logic, flexibility, and I'm frustrated. Now, you can't be pro-life and pro-choice at the same time. Now, I get when you look at the, you know, either the fetus is alive or not. I get it. You can bring the argument down to its core, but you can't be pro-law enforcement and anti-discrimination of certain communities. You can't be both. You have to be one or the other. And that doesn't make sense to me. And so I do think that there is this push to try to figure out who you are. Some people thrive on that, trying to figure out if you're right, left. And I mean, the average person is mixed. And it's interesting because there's websites that will out your whole neighborhood. If they look you up, your whole neighborhood gets outed as to who lives on that street and their political party based on what they registered. So it's no shock that people are now registering nonpartisan. They don't want people to know. Well, if you're nonpartisan, that means you're probably Republican, because if you're Democrat, you'd be proud and you'd shout that out because you don't feel like anybody's going after you. Not entirely. I think there's a lot of individuals that don't, either way, they just don't want people to know. And you have other individuals that might not agree with one whole party or the other. A lot of Democrats are struggling because Biden's their president. So, this study where an AI can tell you if you're right or left, that is a little creepy. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We are back on Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. I can't even pronounce my own name right. 1-877-DOCDALLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So have you ever spoken out at work because something was wrong and you wanted it to help, and you wanted to make sure it was done correctly and safe, and then you got fired for it? Honestly, take the firing. Always speak up. I don't care how good a job it is. You got to live with yourself. You also don't want to be sued. We're being told that a worker at Ocean Gate got canned when he raised concerns about the Titan sub's safety. As you all have heard, 5 people are missing, including a 19-year-old, on a excursion that included a Titan sub that held 5 people, went down 2.5 miles to view the wreckage of the Titanic, went missing on its descent, or lost radio contact, or texting communication, and we are assuming, we're hoping for the best, but expecting the worst. And David Lockridge said apparently he was fired after he raised concern about Titan safety back in 2018. Oceangate bosses allegedly fired David Lockridge, who was director of marine operations for the Titan project. This was back in 2018, after there was disagreement with his demand for more rigorous safety checks on the submersible, including testing to prove its integrity. They said the company also opted against having to have a classification for the vessel. This is an industry-wide practice whereby independent inspectors ensure vessels meet accepted technical standards. Apparently, a report out of Daily Mail says that seeking classification would have taken years and would be the anathema, is it anathema or anathema? I don't know how to pronounce it, to rapid innovation. And here we are now with five people on board, including a 19-year-old, that lost communication when it was about 12,500 feet below the Atlantic. Right now, a frantic search and rescue operation is underway to try to locate and recover. We'll talk about what that process would entail, but it's not looking good. In 2019, Oceangate said seeking classification for Titan would not ensure that operators adhere to proper operating procedures and decision-making processes, two areas that are much more important for mitigating risks at sea. Now, classification involves recruiting an independent organization to ensure vessels like ships and submersibles meet industry-wide technical standards. It's a crucial way of ensuring a vessel is fit to operate. In a blog post titled, Why Isn't Titan Classed?, Oceangate suggested classification would take too long. The post said, while classing agencies are willing to pursue the certification of new and innovative designs and ideas, they often have a multi-year approval cycle due to the lack of pre-existing standards. Bringing an outside entity, they said, up to speed up every innovation before it is put into real-world testing is an anathema to rapid innovation. The company said its innovations included a real-time hull health monitoring system, which is not currently covered by any classing agency. So they suggested they have their own in-house safety protocols and that those were sufficient. The blog concluded by itself, classing is not sufficient to ensure safety. Okay, well, what helped getting some other eyes on this? You know, whenever you do a work, whether it's a literary work, a medical work, whatever, you ask, what do you think? You're in surgery. Does this look closed? Does anybody see any bleeding? Can you see what I'm missing? Looks good. Let's close up. You always ask a second opinion. That's just common sense. So, Lockridge, his role included overseeing safety of the Titan project. And I'm sure, I don't know too much about him, but I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people within the company finger pointing, but he got fired. And he said he got fired because of disagreement about safety checks. And so that was after meeting with Oceangate CEO Stockton Rush. He is currently on board, we believe, of the submersible. He said he wanted the company to carry out a scan of Titan's hull to detect potential flaws rather than relying on acoustic monitoring. Well, with that, sadly, here we are with a unfortunate weakness that my guess is happened on their descent, either a crushing from the PSI or a leak that happened. You know, and as they said, the depth they were at, 6,000 pounds per square inch. You know, when you look at the equipment, it looks, it's cute. It's pretty. I just don't know how sturdy it is. So, this revelation is significant because people are fearful, as well I, that it imploded under extreme pressure. In a court document filed in 2018, lawyers for the company said Lockridge's employment was terminated because he could not accept their research and plans, including safety protocols. OceanGate also claimed that Lockridge desired to be fired and had shared confidential information with others and wiped the company hard drive. The company said he refused to accept the veracity of information from safety from Titan's lead engineer. So Lockridge relocated from the UK to Washington to work on the development of the Titan, which was previously called Cyclops II. A former Royal Navy Marine engineer and ship's diver, he was described by OceanGate as an expert in the field of submarine operations and rescue. But legal filings obtained from Daily Mail show that he wrote a report in 2018, which was critical of the company's research and developmental process of the vessel. And he strongly encouraged them to get classified. So OceanGate, according to the lawsuit, refused both requests, saying it was unwilling to pay for a classification agency to inspect its experimental design. So they parted ways. Now, CNN has said that experts have kind of outlined what would happen. You know, even though hope is starting to dwindle, but they still have about 40 hours of breathable air, from what we understand. So I'm still being hopeful, but just knowing how water works and pressure works, and it just, to me, I thought yesterday it could have been bad. But we're going to pray that they're alive. But Rick Mercar, according to CNN, owner of Aquatic Adventures of Florida, described the phases of recovery. Phase one is, of course, to locate. Phase two is to confirm the status of the people, and if recovery is possible. Phase three, he said, let's hope a recovery could take place. It's going to be a long process. So the Coast Guard had seemed a little pessimistic. At a press conference, they said they could not guarantee and said they may not be able to rescue them, even if they were able to find it. It's been missing since 9:45 a.m. on Sunday morning. We're also being told that the Coast Guard wasn't notified for 8 hours. Not exactly sure why that happened. We also need some clarification of that, if that's true. I know the news covered it yesterday, but and it was breaking news yesterday. But if this happened Sunday morning, that, Coast Guard wasn't notified till that evening, that's a little frightening. Lost a lot of hours. Fire District Response Coordinator Captain Jamie Frederick said it's not certain the sub could be saved, even if it's found today. He said, even with the amount of time left, if you were to find a submersible at this moment, would that give you enough time to save those five people on board? Again, I don't know what the backup was. Is there a port where another submarine could give it oxygen? Can another ocean gate, I would have said, another ocean gate down there? But can is there scuba diving equipment? Well, you can't. You're too deep. You can't dive these people out. To lift them up and ascend, you can't do that quickly. You can't ascend quickly. You have to do that very methodically because of ruptures in the and changes in pressure. So it's frightening to think that people could be there and they're still stuck. And they're going to run out of oxygen. Or, I've suspected, it happened already when it imploded. So, we'll keep you guys posted. But honestly, if you work for a company that does not put safety first, get the hell out of that company. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update.
All of our efforts are focused on finding the sub.
Coast Guard Captain Jamie Frederick in Boston on the hunt for the submersible carrying five people that went missing Sunday somewhere in the Atlantic near the wreckage of the Titanic. Frederick says the best estimate, the five in the sub have about 2 days' worth of oxygen. It didn't take long for Republicans to slam the plea deal for Hunter Biden. Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy says the deal that Biden will reportedly get is far more lenient than what most people are offered. The president's son will plead guilty to 2 misdemeanor tax charges and take part in a diversion program related to being an addict in possession of a gun. More severe weather on the way. New Orleans and portions of southern Alabama and Mississippi will get the worst of it. Storm could reach the Florida peninsula by tomorrow. And Tropical Storm Brett's bearing down on the eastern Caribbean, but is not expected to strengthen to a hurricane. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we spoke about earlier how you cannot ignore chest pain, even if you suffer from panic attacks, you suffer from anxiety attacks, because the chest pain could still be something somatic and physical going on. Well, we also have apparently an ignoring of stomach pain. C.S. Mott Children's Hospital in Ann Arbor, Michigan, polled 1,061 randomly selected adults with kids between the ages of 3 to 10. This was a February 2023 study. This is being reported by Fox News. And they say many parents are not taking action on their kids' abdominal pain. 1 in 6 parents, 17%, said their kids complained of stomach pain on at least a monthly basis. But only 58% of those parents brought up the issue with the pediatricians. Well, that's not good. Only 1 in 3 parents said they could determine with confidence when tummy pain is a warning sign of a serious condition in their children. A majority of the parents who answered the survey, 73%, chalked up their kids' stomach pain to gastrointestinal issues like gas, indigestion, constipation. 35% suspected a virus or infection. About 30% will give their child an over-the-counter product in an attempt to relieve the pain. I'm fascinated that it's only 30%, because I'm seeing people who call telemedicine, and the majority of them had tried over-the-counter type stuff days before calling the doctor. They said a quarter of the parents said they believed their child's stomach pain was due to anxiety, a desire for attention, or an attempt to avoid school. In cases in which parents thought that the belly pain was caused by anxiety, 71% of them said they had attempted to discuss the source of anxiety with their child. Now, I'm not stupid. My son, older one, when he wanted to get out of school, he wouldn't say, I have a tummy ache. He'd say, Mom, I have pain in McBurney's Point. I'm like, do you? Because I would teach them, whenever they had abdominal pain, that I was looking for appendicitis, to show them where McBurney's Point was on their abdomen, on near the right, and explain what I was looking for. So, by first grade, it was, I'm having some rebound tenderness, obturator sign, and they're like, okay, come on. It's ridiculous. But some kids, and so I think a parent could very easily figure out when a child's trying to get out of school. In the study, they said 53% of parents said they do breathing and relaxation exercises. Another 53% attempt to distract the child. 16% allow the child to skip school and activities, the poll found. Symptoms most likely to prompt parents to call a doctor or seek emergency care included blood in the stool, which was 84%. So 16% wouldn't call a doctor if there was blood? A sharp knife pain only prompted 64% of calls. I guess 36% would ignore it. 6 or more hours of continued pain. 64% of 6 or more hours of pain. And still 36% of parents won't call. A swollen or hard belly, fever, diarrhea, even less. So this is a little concerning to me. Because even if it is stress, just like we spoke about with chest pain, there's something going on physically to the stomach, or to the pancreas, or to the intestine. There could be dysfunction, low motility. It could be a food intolerance. It could be an allergy. It could be acid reflux. But one thing that I think is happening, and this is kind of links into my conversation on tech, how we're just putting too much credit and responsibility on tech, and we're not doing things the old school way, is parents don't want to call telemedicine or go to their doctor. Well, one, they don't want to spend money, but two, because they think the telemedicine doctor is going to tell them you got to go to the ER. And once a doctor tells them to do so, now it'll look like child abuse if they don't. Because, I'm not stupid. As a physician, I'm also a parent. I get it. People don't want to sit in an ER for hours. They don't want to spend that kind of money. And children can complain about stuff all the time. Personally, and I told you, I think a lot of us should have medical training so we can examine our kids a little better and get an idea if they do have pain at McBurney's Point, or if they do have a McMurray sign, or some of the other things that we pick up on physical exam. I think that would be nice. But we don't. And so parents fear, if I make the call and the doctor gets on the phone and says you need to go, now I'm committed. Whereas before, you would take your child to their provider. Provider would examine them, check their urine, check them for viruses. I've had children with ear infections that presented with abdominal pain. It got to the point where half of these kids who had diarrhea, I looked at their ears, and I found they had an ear infection. Could have been a viral ear infection, but sometimes you having pathology in another part of the body would manifest in something below the waist or GI. So that, we used to get an exam. Now it's getting so expensive. Thank you, Obamacare. High deductibles, high copays. Not a lot of providers. Many providers have quit. Many people don't want primary care. Primary care is going to get replaced by telemedicine AI. So they don't want to. They don't want to wait. Parents cannot ignore abdominal pain. So the another thing that I think is happening, and this happened in my family too, I would wake up first. I always woke up first. I would work out, get things ready for work, and then we woke up the kids. I would wake up the kids, let them sleep in as much as possible, get their teeth brushed, get them fed, get them off to school. Thank God my husband helped me with that, because sometimes I had to be at the office at 6 a.m. to look at labs, to contact patients before the staff would come in. And so we wake the kids up half hour, 45 minutes before they go to school. Well, that's no time to assess their abdominal pain. So now the kid goes, I have a sore throat. Do they have a sore throat because it's dry? Do they have a sore throat because they're sick? Do they have a... So all of a sudden in the morning, the parent is getting first word that something's wrong. Did we ever think about maybe waking the kids up early? Getting them up, getting them some fresh air, getting them woken up with maybe a little hike outside, getting them a well-fed breakfast, making sure they go potty, and then by 7:30 in the morning, you assess what's going on with them. But that's not how it works. I get it. They wake up, I got a tummy ache, you know what, then fine, just don't go to school. Or just go to school. You're lying, go to school. So they go to school with a tummy ache. And no one's examined the tummy ache. How many kids who had appendicitis were diagnosed at school because their parents sent them to school with a tummy ache? You can't send your kid to school with appendicitis. Or COVID, or another virus. So when is abdominal pain worrisome? Well, if there's a fever, if the child can't jump or move without it hurting, if their abdomen becomes very taut and tight and swollen, that could signify a perforation. If they have a rash on their body, if they seem very, very sick, can't stop vomiting, get dehydrated, diarrhea won't stop, blood in the stool. But in terms of the mild abdominal pain, if you have a kid that has frequent abdominal pain, that's got to be looked at. And don't just say, well, it's psychological. All right? You need to. Now, I get it. Some kids are smart. Mommy and daddy ignore me until I say my tummy aches. Then I get their attention. Well, don't ignore the kid. This way there's not just one, you know, one trigger word. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim the credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Show 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So fatty liver disease is something that some of you have been diagnosed with. And it's not an easy diagnosis because you don't know much about what to do. And fatty liver disease is when you have fat buildup in the liver. Fatty liver is not benign. Fatty liver could be a sign that your liver is failing, or it could cause your liver to fail. Fatty liver oftentimes is related to your body fat. And obesity, poor diet, alcohol could also cause fatty liver. Most fatty liver is caused by your diet and alcohol and fat buildup from obesity. Kills about 50,000 people a year. Sometimes people feel fatigue. They can have heart disease. They say George Michael had fatty liver disease along with heart disease. But people who have fatty liver could also have fat surrounding their heart, surrounding other vital organs, and affecting their arteries. So fatty liver disease is probably the most common form of chronic liver disease. And as you know, your liver is responsible to clearing toxins from the blood. It helps to make bile to help digest your food. And you have the non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, and you have the alcoholic fatty liver disease. Alcoholic fatty liver disease caused by alcohol. People, though, with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease are not big alcohol drinkers. That's usually the fat buildup. And according to the American Liver Foundation, 100 million Americans have fatty liver disease. Stages could be where the liver starts to swell, could scar, called cirrhosis, could cause cell death or inflammation of the cells. And symptoms could be anything from nothing to fatigue, to abdominal swelling. You could get swelling in your legs. You could get yellowing of the skin, rashes. And so we could identify fatty liver by blood tests and ultrasounding the liver. We could also scan the liver. But the problem is we don't diagnose this often enough. I think a lot of individuals, I think many more people have it than we know. We're starting to screen more for hepatitis, because hepatitis could cause liver disease. But we're not really screening people for fat around the liver. And I think the reason why is, we're, one, money. Two is, we're telling people to lose weight. If you lose weight, you lose the fat around your liver. But people are having trouble losing the weight. So, an analysis from Gastroenterology Research and Practice found that omega-3 fatty acids found in salmon, sardines, tuna, reduced liver fat, boosted levels of HDL, good cholesterol. And a 2020 study found that patients with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease who took 800 milligrams of garlic powder every day for 15 weeks had lower levels of liver fat. Now, if we have 73% of U.S. adults overweight, 40% considered obese, you know, you don't necessarily have to be doing all these hoops and, you know, cartwheels to get it down. You could exercise regularly, stick to a healthy diet, cut back on your alcohol. The thing with garlic powder is I think cooking with garlic is very healthy. I just don't want people using... I get a little nervous because I don't know what the risks could be when you use things that might have other chemicals in them. I mean, if you want to eat garlic, I'm a fan of that, but I don't know about, you know, the powders, if there's other substances in it. So when it comes to the liver, you know, it's got to protect it and don't ignore it. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Unfortunately, with this economy, people are ignoring their charities, and charitable giving has dropped. Now, the charitable giving, according to a report being reported by AP News, charitable giving in the United States declined in 2022, only the fourth time in four decades that donations did not increase year over year. Mind you, we have more people, we have more charities. So for that number to go down, that's a sign to me of the economy. Total giving fell 3.4% in 2022, or $499.3 billion. That's a drop of 10.5% when adjusted for inflation. That's a lot. Now, the decline is coming at a time when many nonprofits are in need, as nonprofits try to help the homeless population, trying to help the underserved, trying to help those with cancer. Jeff Burkholz, chairman of the Giving USA Foundation, published a report and provides data and insights about donation trends, said the results are actually much better than they could have been considering the economic climate of late 2022. They say, I go back and forth whether it's encouraging or discouraging. There was a 20 to 25% decline in the stock market and an 8% inflation rate, but Americans still gave nearly half a trillion dollars. I like that glass is half full, but it does, to me, I think, bode ominously, because people are kind of looking at charities now. There's a new charity that I want to be helping, that I want to help, the Showstoppers campaign with American Cancer Society. and they're trying to raise money for cancer research. I'm cautiously optimistic that a lot of money is going to be raised this year because of the, you know, economy, and it's always a struggle, especially when there's additional campaigns out there because there's so many charities. I'm sure there's other charities and foundations that might have closed because they don't have staff and they aren't bringing money in. So there might still be a balance of new ones versus old ones, but there's always a need for, also a lot of individuals have gone into charities and foundations as their job. I believe 30-some percent of funds coming in can be used for administration. So some people who really, really love doing charitable work, raising money, really feel strongly about a cause, can actually make that their career, which I welcome. I think that's fantastic, to devote your life to that. You do need to live. You do need to eat. And so maybe some of these foundations are also new career choices for individuals. And again, they have to at least, I think, 60 to 70-some percent of the money has to go to charity. But there are administrative costs that are allowed because you have to have a building. You have to have people. You have to have a phone. You have to have a website. That costs money. But in terms of people donating, it's tricky. And donations are going to be less because of an election year coming up. 2022 was still an election year. It was a midterm year. And I think there were a lot of individuals who said, look, I need the money to eat. And I donate. I have a certain percentage in our budget that I use for donations, but I always go over budget. There's always something else. Somebody needing help, something, and it's, and there, by the way, there's a lot of ways you could help if you can't donate money. I adopt animals. I donate blood. Donating blood, hosting a blood drive, very charitable. It doesn't cost you a cent. If you can't donate blood yourself, you can host a drive. So there's a lot of things that you can do if you want to help and you don't have money. And you could volunteer. What a lot of people don't realize is when you volunteer, you save that charity money. That's money in the bank, even if you're not giving money. So if there are companies that you want to help but you can't donate, volunteering could be, again, a great help. But I think charities have a lot more work ahead of them. And so that's, also going to stress funds. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline
airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.